What does it mean to be an American? That is the question that is pulsing through the country, especially as the nation embarks on the dark road to war. A plethora of pro-imperialist writers, and pro-imperialists can be both of the right or the so-called left, have been busy promoting the suggestion that many of those who are firmly in the anti-war camp, such as this commentator, are somehow anti-American. Of course, they feel no need to define their terms, for they rely on the implicit understanding of the listener to follow their drift. But such a charge has a long history in the United States and seriously deserves an answer. Decades ago, the U.S. Congress appropriated to itself the task of defining what anti-Americanism meant and established the infamous HUAC for the House Un-American Activities Committee. This group waged ideological war on communists, socialists, and anyone who tried to organize social change in the repressive status quo of the United States. People barely remember the rednecks who sat on the side of the government and who imperiously condemned those who came before them. But Paul Robeson, Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, and the Hollywood Ten, actors and writers who were blacklisted during the period, are remembered with something akin to reverence. Who were the real Americans? The rednecks and racists who stormed and raged and lorded it over their activists and fellow citizens who were artists, are those artists who dare to dream of a new day in America. I stand with Robeson. I stand with Du Bois. I would rather pitch my tent with the artists of the Hollywood Ten who stood for the right to create work that reflected the truths about this society rather than with the racist and segregationist politicians who stood for silence in the face of repression. Thousands of people lost their livelihoods, and some committed suicide in the face of this cruel government repression. Families were destroyed in this witch hunt of the 1950s, which launched the careers of the Nixons and Roy Coins and the like. The definition of American has been contested all throughout the history of this nation. And when the state has been able to assert their meaning, it has always meant blind obedience to those in power, in government. Well, there are millions of people in this country who believe in another definition. They believe in the people. They believe that it is not the duty of people to obey the government, but the duty of the government to obey the people. They believe that everyone should have a say in that definition, not just the moneyed interest. They also do not believe in empire. To be an American also means that one is related to other peoples in the Americas, like the Cubans, like the Venezuelans, like the Nicaraguans, like the Brazilians. They do not believe that it is an inherent right or the manifest destiny of the Norte Americanos to rule over them like New Rome. They don't believe that it is right for American military or CIA or any other agency to destroy the leaders or popular organizations of neighboring states or distant ones. That definition of American is not anti-American, but the very best of what it means to be a part of the people of the Americas. That kind of American is not represented in the halls of government, nor in the quarters of power in the Bush regime, but it is in the hearts, minds, and souls of the people. It has not yet found true political expression, but it will. Indeed, it must. They may be called anti-imperialist, but they may also be called Americans. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.